Chinese Prime Minister proposes a marriage between Indian software expertise and China's hardware talents. Chinese Prime Minister Chu Rongqi was welcomed to a thunderous applause at the Infosys in Bangalore. He is on a three-day visit to the city, also described as India's Silicon Valley. In his address at the Infosys, development and friendship were his keywords. Rongqi referred to India's stature as the leader in software segment. He called upon Infosys to open its office in Shanghai. He said both countries could work together in mutual interest.
I believe China and India, as two great and wise nations, must cooperate with each other. With their cooperation, we will be able to make still greater contribution to the development of mankind, world peace and prosperity. Let us join hands to promote and consolidate the friendly ties and work together for peace and development.
Chairman designate Infosys Nandan Nilekani later told media persons that Rongqi's visit would open up market for Indian software in China.
Well, I think, as I said, one is that China is a potential market, which we talked about, and in, for example, in telecommunications, it's one of the fastest growing industries. It also has a large pool of talent like India, so I think it's both a potential market as well as potentially a place where software can be developed.
Rongqi is the third head of state to visit Infosys in the last 3 months. He has avoided making any comment on the border disputes with India so far. Pragyadatta Varma with Dipankar Chakrabarty, ENI.